2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Live Mike. It's the penultimate episode. We're in the final segment of today's episode number 311 on this Friday Eve. Tomorrow's going to be a tough day. It's going to be a bittersweet day. You and I will say goodbye. Tomorrow will be my final day here at KSL News Radio before returning to Washington, D.C. to take up my next chapter working in the United States Senate. I will be on the staff of Utah's senior senator, Mike Lee, working as the director of communications. That will commence next week. But we still have. We still have today. We still have tomorrow. So let's make the most of it. I saw something earlier today. I was in the middle of, talking about whatever it was we were talking about earlier, and I saw on the television screen, I saw some of that infrared camera footage. You know, the type you sometimes see it released by the military when bombs are dropped or when areas of surveillance are recorded at night. You don't want light to give away your position, and so you use infrared cameras. Well, the Border Patrol uses the same types of cameras in an effort to surveil the activities along the southern border in particular. And there has been some footage released that, well, if I'm honest, as I was seeing that footage play out before me, it quite nearly brought a tear to my eye and a rage in me as well. There are four characters in this story. There is a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, both little girls, sisters from Ecuador. And there are two smugglers. According to the Border Patrol, Customs and Border Protection, let it be known that two girls were dropped onto the U.S. side of the border by these smugglers. But the way it transpired and the way that this infrared video footage portrays the event makes me want to scoop up these little girls, hug them tight, keep them safe forever, and then track down those smugglers and deliver a sort of justice that maybe ought not be described here on the radio. Here's what happened. According to Border Protection, these two smugglers brought these young girls, again, ages 3 and 5, from Ecuador, to the southern border. They, one by one, climbed to the top of the fence and proceeded to drop the first girl over the side of the fence onto the hard, desert, dark ground below. Then the process was repeated. Now, this time, the smuggler leaned down a little bit, shortening the distance that the young girl would fall. Well, then he dropped her, and she did fall and tumble a bit. And then, in their final act of cowardice, they climbed down the back side of the fence, back onto the Mexican side of the border, and you can see them scurrying off, running away like the cowards and the monsters that they are. The infrared camera remains trained on the base of the fence there, and you can see those two little girls, again, 3 and 5, sisters from Ecuador, smuggled to this country and tossed over a fence like garbage by monsters who ran away. You see the two girls collect themselves. You can see them, after laying still for a time, ultimately moving around and coming about, checking on one another. And then the video ends. And what we have since learned from Customs and Border Protection is that if not for that camera trained on that moment at that time, it is entirely likely that those little girls may have succumbed to the harsh elements of the desert night. They were very swiftly collected by CPB, CBP, were taken to a medical facility where they were checked out, and luckily didn't sustain injuries that were all that serious. They're now in the custody of Border Patrol until they can be placed elsewhere by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The chief patrol agent, a woman named Gloria Chavez, she the sector chief in El Paso with Border Protection. She said, quote, "If not for the vigilance of our agents using mobile technology, these two tender age siblings would have been exposed to the harsh elements of desert environment for hours. The inhumane way smugglers abuse children while profiting off parents' desperation is criminal and morally reprehensible. Just this month, a young girl died by drowning. A six-month-old was thrown into the river, and two young children were dropped from a wall and left in the desert alone. There can be no doubt that children are exceptionally vulnerable when placed in the hands of smugglers. There is grave risk they will be exploited and harmed." This, again, comments coming from Chief Patrol Agent Chavez of the El Paso sector. She said, "I applaud our heroic Border Patrol agents who have saved lives this week and every week while putting their own lives at risk for the greater good of the country. I'm not going to debate border policy with you. We can do that another day. But something must be done, because there are monsters on one side and they are throwing innocents into a cold, dark desert. There is incentive to do so. There is financial incentive to do so. That needs to be handled. That incentive needs to be taken away. And those who would seek to profit off the desperation of parents ought to feel a fear like they could never imagine. Do not be tempted by whatever incentive there may be. We need to communicate that message." I'm sorry to end the program today on such a somber note, but that video struck me, and it'll probably remain seared into my mind for ever to come. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Now time for Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News here on KSL.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.